up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go. Time for another round of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Back for another week. Are you ready? Oh, yeah. I got a stack of records we got to play. So I'm going to work my way through that. And all you have to do is either sit back and relax or maybe dance a little bit. Whatever works for you. I realize this is probably good like house cleaning music or cleaning out the garage music or something, because it's peppy. It keeps you going, you know? It's not like listening to all that mushy stuff that they play on the pop radio stations. So, hey, what the heck? Have a good time. The weird thing is, as you are enjoying this week's Polka Show, I am recovering from surgery. Yeah, that's the magic of radio these days. Shoulder reconstruction. I can't even tell you if it went well because it hasn't happened yet. But when you hear this, it will have had happened. And they claim they can put it all back together. I don't know if I ever told you the story. I fell out of a ceiling wiring a studio 30 years ago. And the doctor said, this is going to be trouble when you get older. And now I'm older and it's trouble. But next week, I'll let you know how everything turned out. Maybe. Maybe it'll be the week after that. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But anyway, let's get the show rolling with Jolly Stan Lee and the Polka All-Stars. And I guess we scream this to everybody. Don't drink my beer!
Even take my mother-in-law, please. Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, don't drink my beer. You can have my Cadillac, drive it away, don't bring it back. Please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, don't drink my beer. You can have my money, even have my honey. You can have my bank account, go ahead, take any amount. Please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, don't drink my beer. Even have my honey, you can take my diamond ring, even take the song I sing. Please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, don't drink my beer.
Wow, that ended a lot faster than I thought it was going to. That happens to me more and more. I don't know why that is. I've heard all these records a billion times. Well, not all of them. There's a few oddballs that I don't hear very often. What the heck is going on here in the studio? There's a big pile of paperwork sitting on top of where my records go. Hang on. There we go. There was paperwork sitting on top of the played record stack. It may not be tidy in here, but there is a system, okay? Here's the Shimoleski Brothers. It's the What Do You Know Polka.
Hey, it's polka time.
Well, what do you know?
What do you know? There she goes. Yeah. she goes.
No, anyway, I don't know. It sounded like the drummer was having a blast on that one. Is that Jerry? That Jerry Shimoleski drumming on that one? I really don't know. But I have Jerry's joke book. I seems to be a few years ago. Wait a minute. Let me look on the shelf here. I wonder if that's it sitting right there on the shelf. A couple of few years ago on the show, I read you some jokes out of Jerry Shimoleski's joke book. And, of course, the joke book is probably, I don't know, 40 years old at least by now. And so most of the jokes are what today we would call politically incorrect. But do I care? No. I'm going to roll this Dick Rogers record, and I'm going to go see if that's Jerry's joke book. Maybe we can share a couple of jokes. Maybe not. We'll see. Because they're sure to offend somebody. You know how that goes. Last week, I believe, on the show, we played the Beer in Heaven polka, which was by the Musicales, explaining that they did find beer in heaven. And I just happened to grab the Dick Rogers record with his television recording orchestra, of course. And here's the No Beer in Heaven polka. Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra there, and Heaven There Is No Beer here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I was right. That's right. I went over the other side of the studio where I thought I spied the edge of Jerry Shimoleski's joke book on the shelf there. And should we read some of the jokes? You think we should read some of the jokes? They're going to offend somebody because they're all, it says on the front here, Crazy funny Polish and other ethnic jokes. Jerry's jokes on Swedes, Germans, Irish, Norwegians, Bohemians, Italians, and more. He offends everybody. It's equal opportunity, all right? I'm just going to wham out some of these. I have not selected these based on anything. I'm just going to wham out a few. You ready? A Swede. I didn't even get this one. I'm not going to read that one. How many men in the French army? About half. There's a new Italian sports car on the market. It's called Mafia. Has a real hood under the hood. See, that's funny, right? Swede broke his arm raking leaves. Fell out of the tree. A bartender in Paris has a method of identifying a person's national origin following the imbibing of two double martinis. The Frenchman will want to make love. The Italian will burst into song. The Irishman will start a fight. The German will begin boasting. And the American will make a speech. That's pretty close. Scotchmen usually only work crossword puzzles vertically. They're too tight to come across. They don't get any better here. Wow. It just doesn't seem right to tell Polish jokes, even if it's a Polish guy that wrote him. I don't think I've told a Polish joke in 40 years because I've been taught it's not polite. Why does it take three Polacks to pop popcorn, one to hold the popper and two to shake the stove? Okay, I'm insulting everybody. It's perfectly fair, all right? Eye doctor says to the Polack. All right, they're Polish jokes, Szymileski. Okay. Eye doctor says, have your eyes ever been checked? Polack says, no, they've always been blue. They don't get any better. A Swede had trouble putting happy birthday on a cake. Main problem was getting the cake in the typewriter. Why do Italians always talk with their hands? Because of the garlic. They can't stand each other's breath. All right, then. That's enough of those. Somehow that came up in conversation. I take none of the responsibility and, more importantly, none of the blame. Jerry Szymileski's joke book. I paid $3 for that. It's printed right on the front that it's $7.99, but it was crossed out and he wrote $3. I thought, hey, for $3, I'm making the investment. And all it does is get me in trouble. All right, let's go with the Green Grass Polka. Here's Happy Louie.
A na trasę siedzi mania ze swoim kochankiem. Mama woła na czuruny mani szkoda odejść, bo dotychczas nic nie trudno było mamę zwodzić. Oj, czuruniu, gdzie ty chodzisz, czego się zmieniła? I gdzie twe nóżki cię prowadzą i coś tam robiła? Zielonej, gęstą prawką, wesele, wesele. wesele. Miłowcy grają, dziki śpiewają na trasę zielonej.
There you have it there. Happy Louie. That's the Green Grass Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. The weird thing is, of course, to my brain, this show is out of synchronization with the world because I'm actually recovering from surgery as you listen to this show. I am not anywhere near the microphone, actually. Planning ahead a little bit. The show must go on. 8.5 years or whatever it's been. I've never missed a show, darn it. And I'm not about to. But boy, does my shoulder hurt. I mean, it doesn't really, but when you hear this, it will be. strange. It's time shifting. That's what it is. I'm shifting time. It's a magical thing. Let's mention the World of Accordions Museum, shall we? We're like 5 songs into this, and I haven't even brought them up yet. Located in Superior, Wisconsin, about 1,400 accordions on display. All sorts of other musical stuff. Concert hall. Displays, educational materials, research materials. If you're studying history of the musicians, the instruments, the people who came from all over the world and settled here and brought their music with them. Good place to start doing some research is at the World of Accordions Museum. They're on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. Look them up online. You can find out about their hours. Maybe you want to put a tour together. They can hook you up with that kind of information. It's just worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. All right. Imagine the weight of all those accordions in one place. Oh, man, if someday you hear that Superior, Wisconsin has just slipped into the big lake, you'll know it was the weight of the accordions that did it, all right? worldofaccordions.org. Check them out. Here are the Polka Sharps, my Polish girlfriend, on Tim Zumpa Hour.
I've got a Polish girlfriend. She looks a lot like you. She's kind of nice, pretty dark eyes. I love her and she loves me too. I want to call her sweetheart. She wants to take my name. It won't be long now, my Polish girlfriend, our name will be the same. It won't be long now, my Polish girlfriend, our name will be the same. Girlfriend, she looks a lot like you. She's kind of nice, pretty dark eyes. I love her and she loves me too. I want to call her sweetheart. She wants to take my name. It won't be long now, my Polish girlfriend, our name will be the same. It won't be long now, my Polish girlfriend, our name will be the same.
We'll be right back.
There you go. Music from the Polka Sharps there and my Polish girlfriend. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Messes with me because I'm used to playing Patty Shimoleski playing that, and she sings I've Got a Polish Boyfriend. She did when she was like 9 years old or something. So that's the version that always sticks in my mind because I've been playing it for years. I'm trying to find a 78 here to play on the show because, you know, we always try to get a 78 in here. And I did not plan ahead well at all. And I'm still looking to see if I can come up with one here before the show's over. I'm working on it, so we'll see if I can do that. Oh, come on. I'm swearing at the computer, just in my head. Yeah. Doing too many things at one time. I'm looking for a good 78 to play. Let's do Dick Piller and the Orchestra. This is cleverly titled The Beatle Polka.
That's all I hear all day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Each time the Beatles play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My honey feels so gay. I want to hold your hand. She sings while polka dancers swing. She does that Beatle thing. I want to hold your hand. She screams, looks like I've lost my honey to the Beatles. Hey, hey! Sings a Beatles song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hear it all day long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't stand a Beatles song. I want to hold your hand. She sings while polka dances swing. She does that Beatle thing. I want to hold your hand. She screams, looks like I've lost my honey to those Beatles. Hey, hey! Oh! My girl's in such a state.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She thinks that they're so great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wants Ringo for her mate. I want to hold your hand. She sings while polka dancers swing. She does that Beatle thing. I want to hold your hand. She screams, looks like I've lost my honey to those Beatles.
There you go, Dick Piller and the Orchestra. Yeah, lost his honey to those darn Beatles anyway. If nothing else, it pegs that record about 1964, doesn't it, huh? Oh, my goodness. All right, got the Jolly Jokers coming up in a second here. I found a 78 to play in a little bit, but it's completely ridiculous. But that's okay. It's coming up. Want to mention, too, now, if you want to get in touch with the Oompa Hour, there's 1,000 ways to do it. Well, okay, there's 4, maybe. But it seems like 1,000. You can leave a telephone voice message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985, like if you have a request or a dedication or a question or comment or just want to go through whatever you want to do. And again, 218-259-2985, we'll do that. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. That's probably the best way to get a message or a dedication in, oompahour@aol.com. Also, I do look at the Facebook page at least once a week because I always upload the playlist for an upcoming show to the Facebook page. And that's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. So any of those ways, if you have a request or a dedication or you want to hear a certain band or something, I try to accommodate as best I can with my vastly unorganized collection of records. All righty, here we go. The Jolly Jokers and the Pumpernickel Polka. Thank you.
polka, pumpernickel polka, and we'll dine and dance tonight. Let's all dance together, hold your partners close and tight, and listen to the drummer, for his rhythm can be beat. I hear a band is playing very lively, and their music sounds so sweet.
There you go. The Jolly Jokers, and they're doing that pumpernickel polka. I believe they said at the Gibbon Ballroom, too, they were getting awfully specific in that record. And, of course, you hear them all here on the Oompa Hour. Pretty much any polka record flies here, as long as it's not too beat up. We do play some scratchy ones now and then that adds to the authenticity of the vinyl experience. Because being your old-time oldie show, all the records are old. They're all records. I don't play ever a CD or anything like that. So you never hear any of the new releases unless some band put out a new release and offered it on vinyl also. And then it would still be too new and it wouldn't fit the oldies theme. So that was all very confusing, but that's the way it goes. We're going to do our 78 coming up here in a little bit. But first, let's do Romy Gaz. I thought I played this one last week, actually. But it's sitting here in the not played pile. And when that happens, usually it's because I thought I'd fit it in. And I got the record ready to go. And I looked at the clock and I was like, nah, there's not enough time to get this one in. I got to come up shy of an hour or people get excited. And so it's possible that this was on the turntable last week and I didn't have time and I set it back in the to play pile. But I feel like I just played this. Anyway, it's the Village Tavern Polka. And if we heard it last week, you're hearing it again. What the heck? Here's Romy Gaz, his trumpet, and his orchestra. Oh, Go Romy guys, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. That, of course, the Village Tavern Polka. And let's get our 78 of the week in here. This is the shortest record we've ever played coming up. In fact, I'm not even sure this was going to work on the turntable, but it does. Do you remember when you were a kid? I mean, if you're my age, you'll remember. Well, I mean, you'd be old enough, but I don't know that you'll really remember that far back. Do you remember when you were a kid, if you had a record player, when you were like 4 years old? I had my first record player when I was two. And I remember the little golden records. They're 78 RPM records. And I want to say they were 6 inches in diameter. They were smaller than a 45. And, of course, I hoard all records. And I got a ton of these little bitty golden records that they sold for kids on 78s back in the 50s and 60s. And, yeah, I got a ton of these. And I had stumbled on a box full of them last week. And there was a polka in there. And I was like, ooh, here's a 78 RPM polka we can use. And it's the Polka Dotty Polka. And it's by Naomi Lewis with Mitch Miller in the orchestra. Mitch Miller, of course, recorded, was in charge of basically Columbia Records. He was their A&R man. He was the guy behind the scenes for a ton of stuff in the 50s and 60s. And so it's a really fun little song. It's only like a minute and a half or something long. It's not a real long song, but it's very fun. And I think if you're a grown-up, you could dance to it. And if you're a grown-up and you don't like to dance for a long time, this would be a good record for you because it's not very long. So, before you get pooped out, the record will be over. Here is Naomi Lewis with the orchestra and everybody on one of those little golden kids, 78 records. And this is the Polka Dotty Polka. All right, so what do they do wrong? I don't hear the... Dang it. See now what happens? When this is real radio, people, this is live. See what happens when the guy doesn't know what he's doing? See, I got to switch the record player over to 78, and then I got a different box so the equalization's right. All right, let's try it again here. Let's see. There we go. Ha! So much better.
Tell the band on the stand that they'll get a great big hand if they play the polka dotty polka.
I'm as gay as a day in the merry month of May
when they play the polka dotty polka.
Look up there, look down here, whisper it inside my ear. Don't you love those pretty polka dots?
So let the rooters root and let the trumpets toot. We'll have a rootin' kazootin' ball and do the polka dotty polka one and all. Clap hands and dance around the room. There's nothing like a polka dance to chase the gloom. Clap hands and shout
hooray
and dance around the floor. And when you're through, I know that you will want to do it just once more.
Time for that polka rooty rhyme, spring or summer, winter time or fall.
So let the rooters root and let the trumpets toot. We'll have a rootin' kazootin' ball and do the polka dotty polka one and all.
There you go, the polka dotty polka. One of those little kids' gold records here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And I've totally forgot to mention, it says right on the record that is from the Rudy Kazooty TV show, by the way, if you remember that. So there, that'll flash you back a little ways. We have a waltz coming up here in a little bit. Always have a waltz in every show, at least one. But before we do that, we have Walter Ostenek over here on turntable number two doing the Wooden Shoes Polka.
One, two, three, go! Thank you.
there you go, wooden shoe polka. I just imagine people trying to, like, polka with their clogs on, and that doesn't seem like a safe idea at all. I don't know. But anyway, Walter Ostenek here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Are you ready to waltz? I have a feeling you are. Are you ready? Got the Buffalo Brass. It's the Send Me Some Lovin' Waltz.
Still feel their touch. I need you so badly, and I miss you so much.
My days are lonely, my nights are so blue. Send me some loving.
Kisses. I still feel their touch. I need you so badly, and I miss you so much.
My days are lonely, and my nights are so blue. Send me some loving.
Big finish. Send me some love and waltz. There's the Buffalo Brass here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And, man, time has marched on again. We're like three quarters of the way through the show already. What is the deal with that? And how come this record's in the wrong color sleeve? Man, I have a lot of questions today. Maybe I should put it in this one. Trying to keep the records organized is a very difficult job. By the way, how the heck you doing? This is like the fill-in show. I'm recovering from surgery. I did this show just before surgery. So I hope you're all having a better week than I am. Because I'm sure I'm somewhere taking some very bizarre pain pills. And I'm definitely not going to be dancing. I've been trying to figure out, because this hasn't actually happened yet. How do you, I don't even know a delicate way to put this. How do you go to the bathroom when you can't use your right hand, assuming you're right-handed? You know what I mean? I don't know. I think I better practice before I go in. The things you think about, right? Hey, let's do the Chesney Brothers. It's the Let's Dance Again Polka. Again, Polka, Chesney Brothers here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. As time continues dwindling here, we're going to do this, and then we're going to be back with probably a couple more records. We'll see how she flies.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty then, let's see what we can fit into the show here. Yeah, you ready for this? I got a record here I don't remember ever playing before. I normally, you know, it's a 45, and normally I play the other side. And I don't remember ever playing this this side. It's the Chicago Sound, and it's the Up in the Mountains Polka. And really, I don't remember having heard this until just now.
I know a place you can go where Mother Nature puts on a show. Feels so good to get away from it all. Up in the mountains where the trees grow tall. Snow is falling in a winter storm, but we're sitting by a fireplace cozy and warm. Let the snow fall, let the wind blow, up in the mountains where the tall trees grow. Sitting in a circle so round, the fiddles are playing that happy sound. Troubles and care blow away with the breeze, up in the mountains with the tall green trees. Fire's getting dim and the lights are low, snow stopped falling and it's time to go. The ground's all covered in a blanket of white, up in the mountains on a winter night.
I remember playing that one ever before my whole everness. That's just Chicago Sound, Up in the Mountains Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. You know what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try and not talk too much and see if I can't fit in two more records, huh? Crazy, I know. Here's Whoopi John's Orchestra. That's what it says. And the Colonel Bogey Polka.
We'll be right back.
All right, there you go. Whoopi John's Orchestra, the Colonel Bogey Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And I do believe that we have enough time to squeak in an extra song. What do you think, huh? Kenny Bass and the orchestra. Here's the Jolly Lumberjacks Polka.
High o'er the mountain, over the hill, just like the calling of the whippoorwill. Though you hear the sweet boy calling his mate over the mountain gate. Even though the miles are in between, the message they send is heard but can't be seen. And so many years ago when lovers were forlorn, the yodel, the yodel-doo was born.
That's what they said. Ha ha! Kenny Bass and the orchestra, the Swiss Misses, are singing. Obviously, they were doing that before they were inventing hot cocoa. I don't know, but we fit in all the records anyway. That's what I was trying to do. And that puts a lids on another show just like that. Wham! Another Oompa Hour is in the can. And hopefully, I'll be back with another one next week, too.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. I shall return next week, one way or the other, with another show. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!